more interesting facts. This is one of those days where I would like to talk about a few different things I found interesting. I have been told by some people they would rather see me talk on one subject, but others seem to like it. The first thing I would like to talk about is something not many people know about, and it is the underwater fleet of ships and boats which have been sunk on purpose over the period of a couple of hundred years in Mallows Bay, Maryland. There are ships there from the Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War I and World War II. The local wildlife has accepted the ships and made a habitat of them. Mallows Bay is part of the Potomac River. What has surprised scientists is the fact the ships are moving east. The freshwater has sort of preserved some of the ships. The ones covered with the silt and clay at the bottom of the river are better preserved than the ships which are exposed to the water, but amazingly all the wrecks seem to still be there even though they are moving. Most of us know the Titanic was located and some of us have even seen the photos of the wreck. We believe it was a scientific mission led by Robert Ballard. Ballard has now come out with some surprising statements. He said the expedition to find the Titanic was only a part of a greater secret mission conducted under the auspices of the US military. The mission was to recover two sunken nuclear submarines. The submarines were laying at the bottom of the ocean. Ballard said, "They did not want the world to know that, so I had to have a cover story." Ballard had been a commander in the US Navy, but also a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. The Navy said they would allow him to search for the Titanic on the condition he first explored the USS Thresher and the USS Scorpion. These were two nuclear subs which had sunk in the 1960s. He said we wanted the nuclear weapons from the subs and wanted to see what the nuclear reactors were doing to the environment. It has been claimed many times before and probably will be again in the future, but for now the latest claim of finding Noah's Ark is coming from Iran. An Iranian scientist claims the Ark went first to Iran. They claim to have found a 400-foot-long object which seems to be the remains of the Ark and saw. Interestingly enough, they went on to say it is not yet possible to obtain the ultimate proof the object is the Ark and saw. Will we find out someday there was more than one Ark? Now for the second claim, which has been made many times before. British researchers claim the lost city of Atlantis has been found in Spain. It is amazing to me we keep searching for a place which has never left any proof of its existence. Anyway, a firm consisting of experts who examine satellite photos say they found a match for the description of Atlantis. One of the experts had this to say, "We've released the information, we've got some films, and we accept that there will be people who think, 'What a load of rubbish.' I bet Plato would be shocked to see what he has started." There has been some talk about a way to slow down or eliminate global warming. Some believe it might be possible to do by injecting aerosols into the atmosphere using aircraft which are flying very high. It is said it would be extremely expensive and become obvious. Some say we have already been doing this for years and that is what has been creating contrails, those exhaust lines in the sky. In some places many planes have been seen creating these lines at once. Some investigators have gotten photos which clearly show nozzles on the side of what look like commercial planes which they claim would have no use except to expel chemicals. There is also another problem and it is tampering with the atmosphere might produce unexpected results and might even cause something worse to happen. I think many of us have heard about the ion engine, which is one type of engine used in space. It is low power and uses electricity. The low power is said to stop its use on Earth. In space it will allow a craft to continuously build up speed, making it the best thing we have right now for travel to distant planets and even closer ones. Some believe we could make it to Mars using an ion engine in 39 days. Suddenly it is being said, the ion engine, which has no moving parts, is capable of powering an airplane. Researchers at MIT have created a very lightweight plane. It is not quite used in the same manner since the plane flies by ionic wind, but the principle is the same. The aircraft is only a model which weighs a little over 5 pounds, but it demonstrates something which was believed to be impossible, that an ion engine of any kind could power any type of aircraft on Earth, even a model. I will always remember the words of a Native American medicine man when he was asked how so many drugs were discovered by the Native Americans. His reply was, "You got sick, we tried something, if you died it didn't work, and next time, we tried something else." These were not his exact words, but approximately what he said. Now we are hearing the rainforests in the Congo may be just what we need to find a drug to cure pancreatic cancer. A vine has been discovered called Ancestrocladus lycoco, and it has been stated this vine can decrease cancerous cells' survivability, and this means there may finally be a new treatment available for this disease. I wouldn't get too excited about the findings yet, since these things usually take years to get on the market if they can pass testing. It will be nice to know what other plants will be found in these rainforests which might be of beneficial use to humans. We still have a lot to learn about our bodies. Scientists have announced bacteria from our guts might live in our brains. They feel the only way this could happen is if the bacteria traveled throughout our bloodstream to the brain. Scientists believed since the brain was protected by a membrane, any bacteria getting to the brain itself would cause serious harm. One scientist described these findings as mind-blowing. Was this a pun? The scientists had examined 34 brains of deceased individuals, and the bacteria were in each and every one.